Portland.
Blog Talk Radio.
Five, nine, 12, 18. She the one you thought would never do it, solo LP. Yeah, now what chick it out, sell me. Drama comes in dozens and I know you love it. A rose is still a rose, so I rose above it. The more that they see the woman got a mind of her own, the less that they want a part of my throne, it's bigger. But the more they compare me to the ones they could own, they know they never should have left me alone. I'm bigger, without money getting me and my Jesus up. Treat me like David Blaine and freeze me up. Let me address the issue, I'm super, not superficial. For me, the only statement I'm making is royalty. 7 digits never under my bank account hold. Numbers like your phone numbers plus area codes. Gamble with your career, the head chancer. See what happened with scrubs on my record to serve answers.
Oh, left out, what's happening? Everybody wanna know where you've been. Oh, left out, teachers, children, mothers and thugs. You know everybody love Miss Left Out. What's happening? Everybody wanna know.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh. Coming from you, SBN Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. This is your boy, Zach, along with Tommy on the phone. And we are coming at you again Monday night after Easter. Easter Monday, everybody. I hope everybody had a great Easter day. I hope everybody, you know what I'm saying, who believes, you know, I hope you went to church, got your preach on, got your church on, got your praise on. You know what I'm saying? Thank the Lord for what he did for us yesterday. So I hope everybody had a great day today. Tommy, how was your Easter?
It was all right. I'm not really a big Easter fan, but, you know, it was all good.
Yeah. Did you go to church? I mean, isn't it like the one time you go to church of the year, so did you actually go?
No. No, I didn't actually go.
Oh, what a shame. Anyway, well, if y'all was in North Carolina, y'all know that yesterday we had a nice day, and today was back chilly, and then the day before, that actually, it's kind of funny, like, if you really think about it, okay, so it was, like, thundering probably, like, Friday and Saturday, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we had cold weather, it was thundering and everything. Sunday was a beautiful day, very sunny, nice, calm. And then today is back cool. You know what I'm saying? The Lord made his day nice. See? Y'all better think about that. But anyway, as y'all know, if you've been keeping up with our show, me and Tommy, we are looking for two female hosts to complete our show. So if you've been keeping up with the past few weeks, we've had, hosts on the show, you know, that's been going through this trial period to see are they, you know, could it be the next real hot and fresh host on our show? So, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing that, trying to pick and choose who fit. So tonight, we actually have a new host that's traveling with us tonight, and her name is Miss Karma. So we're going to welcome Miss Karma on to the show.
Hey.
How you doing, Miss Karma?
Hey, how everybody doing?
Welcome to the show. So Miss Karma,
hey.
So, you know, everybody, you know, like every time there's a new voice on the show, you know, everybody, they want to, you know, you're like fresh meat. So, of course,
yeah,
everybody want to know. And of course, everybody want to know all about you. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you're from and all that good stuff.
All right. Yes. My name is Miss Karma, originally from Tampa, Florida. And I have kids. 5 kids, and I'm 29 years old.
Okay.
And I'm, yeah. Yeah, I'm very family oriented.
That's good. So
yeah.
You said that you're originally from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
So where you live now?
Yeah, well, not too far from Tampa. It's just like some out of the way in Riverview. It's not far from Tampa, though. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Skipping a hop away.
I hear you. So how's the weather in Florida?
It's hot. Today it was it's real hot. And yeah, you can't beat Florida weather. And you said it was cold where you at? I think I need to be there.
You know. Actually today it was like really cool, probably like I wanna say 50s. But our 50s is pretty cool. It was like a cool 50 with like a breeze. But yeah, the breeze made it really cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what gets you. That breeze is what gets you. Yeah, y'all need to send some of that breeze this way then.
You said what now?
I said y'all need to send some of that breeze this way.
What's the degrees where you at?
I think it was about 80. Probably it had to be 80, close to 90, because, it was real hot today. But now since it's night, I guess it's a little breezy outside right now. It should be a cold front coming through sometime this week by Wednesday. So hopefully it come through and stay for a little bit.
I know, that's right. Well, you know, Tommy, you're actually in Arizona, so what's going on out there?
It's like 85, maybe.
Yeah, that's not fair. Y'all got like the 80s, and here I am with the 50s.
It was the 90s the other day, but it rained yesterday. Yeah, it rained
April.
So too.
The 90s in April. Well, that is
April. You know, we get 90s in December in Florida.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Okay. No, I couldn't live there. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Anytime you want to get away from the cool air, Florida is the place.
Okay.
So job market down there.
How's the job market?
Oh, the job market here? I'm not sure. I think it's pretty decent here. The only time I keep up with it is on a loop, but I have a job, but I don't know about everybody else. I don't know. I'm just trying to hang in and keep what I have.
Yeah. And speaking of that, did y'all hear about President Obama? He had like 30,000 some people, at the White House having an Easter egg hunt or something like an Easter egg. Did y'all hear about that?
No. I didn't hear about it. I'm going to have to check that up on the computer.
Yes,
I can just imagine what it looked like.
I know. I'm trying to think 30,000 people. I mean, I guess like the majority was like kids, but I said, he a mess. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's really celebrating. And I think on Good Friday, he had like dinner, but he had it like Jewish style.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's doing it big.
Yeah, that was a block party then.
All I know is they talking about him trying to legalize all these illegal immigrants.
Now, why he trying to do that for?
I'm not even sure. I haven't heard why he wants to do it, but everybody just keeps telling us that he wants to legalize he wants to make all these illegal immigrants legal.
Wow. Yeah, they have all the jobs, though. That's where the job's going to.
Joe is. Now, that's true, because, cause every time, I turn around at work, I see one of them. You know what I mean? Like, now I just...
You see one of them.
Yeah, that's not what I mean. I mean, they're like working at the job.
Zach's a racist.
No.
Hey, hate mail to my.
Hey, you looking for? I think Zach be looking for him. Like you be looking for him? He said, I be seeing one of them.
No, I'll be looking for him. But they're in there. They're cleaning. You know, stop. You know, I am not gonna start. I ain't going there. Anyway, let me get back on. let me get back on the safe track. And Tommy, why don't you introduce our topic for tonight? Oh, okay. I mean, Daryl Adams.
Did you say Tommy?
I did say Tommy.
My bad, I didn't even hear you.
Wow. Okay, so the top of tonight is what? That's what's there.
You put me on the spot.
Well, I still went for the topic.
Isn't it AIDS awareness?
Oh, really?
Is it really?
Yep. AIDS awareness.
Yeah. Basically, everybody, what Tommy means is tonight we will be focusing on AIDS awareness. Now, for one thing, before we even get into it, I'm going to put the number out there, 646-200-3136. Call in, just call in. But basically, this is the time of AIDS awareness. Many cities are basically, focusing on this. Actually, my job that I work at, they're actually joining with MTV to, they actually put out this product. Well, yeah, they made this product, and they're having it where, whenever a customer buys, it's like a lip butter. Whenever a customer buys the lip butter, the funds go to the AIDS Foundation or whatever. So basically, we just want to focus on AIDS awareness. Just remind everybody that AIDS is real. AIDS, it doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a color. It could be anybody. And basically, we just want to give you some information, tell you about AIDS walks that's going on. A way you can get in, promote, donate, fundraise, to help. We're going to tell you about the AIDS walks that's going on in different cities and everything like that. So that's what's going on.
What's lip butter?
Yeah,
lip
I was about
to ask
the same thing.
Oh, well, basically, lip butter is just, think of something like lip balm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's like lip butter for your lips, like a body
y'all
butter.
Like lip gloss or something?
Yeah, something like that.
But isn't like butter like unhealthy? So wouldn't it be a bad name, lip butter?
Okay, I think you're going too far. I think you're going a bit too far. I mean, I don't think...
Tell your job if they want some good ideas on what to call stuff, they need to call me. Lip butter is not working.
Well, it's not a
calling
name.
It sounds nasty, matter of fact.
It's what?
I said it sounds nasty, lip butter.
Well, just like a body butter.
Is it like a hot kiss? You gonna cook your mouth or something?
Oh.
I don't get it.
What?
Anyway, that's not what it's about.
Tommy.
Go ahead.
For really.
Get back on the topic.
Thank you. Anyway, like I was saying, for those of you who would like to donate, actually, the Body Shop is a store. The Body Shop, they're actually they're trying to raise $1,000. This is the Body Shop that is actually in Rockefeller Center, Manhattan, New York. They're trying to raise $1,000. So, if you want to go to aidswalk.net, you can click on, it'll bring up four different cities. You'll click on New York City, okay? You'll click register here, then you'll click join a team, and then you'll hit select join a team again. So join a team, and then hit the scroll down arrow key, and then scroll down until you see Body Shop -1232. Click on that and then fill out the form and, just donate. Every dollar counts, people. I mean, we're not saying give $100, $210. Give whatever you can. Give whatever your heart desires, but every dollar counts. Just remember that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you say you can go into a body shop? Like you're talking about the store body shop that they have in different malls?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to look into that and see what that is because I never heard of that.
Mhm. Basically, people, go to the body shop. It's just the body shop, not the clothing store and not the auto place, but the body shop, the skin and hair product, store. go in there, ask to buy the lip butter. You know, they have different, I think they have different, like, kinds, too, like, you know what I'm saying, like strawberry, watermelon, whatever. You know, so every time you buy one, the funds go to the AIDS Foundation.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I'm also asking some more information about the AIDS walks that are going on this year. Let me see. Okay, so there's going to be an AIDS walk in New York City, which moi tends to join. I tend to be there. That's going to be May 17th in New York City. If you go to AIDSWalk.net, you can definitely get all the information on where, when, and how to get there and everything. So that's May 17th in New York City. I think that one's going to start in Central Park around 8-ish in the morning. And May 17th is on a Sunday, so, you know, if you got to work that Monday, you might want to, you know what I'm saying, prepare or either take that Monday off. But also, they're going to have one in San Francisco on July 19th. And they're going to have one in Wisconsin on October. They don't have the date. They say October. And then there's one in Los Angeles on October 18th. So definitely, you know, stay tuned to this site. And they will definitely, you know, keep you up to date on the AIDS walks and how you can join and how you can get involved and everything. Okay?
Now, do you think you're trying to raise $1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll raise more than that.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be kind of hard not to raise $1,000. You could sell lemonade and do that.
You said what?
I said you could sell lemonade and make $1,000.
Well, that's true.
It sounds like they put their standards kind of low. Where's this $1,000 going towards?
Well, it goes to the AIDS Foundation, but see, now that's just that one. That's just that one store. I mean, like there's a whole bunch of other stores. You know what I'm saying? That's doing it too. So that's that store's goal. That particular store goes $1,000. Not the company as a whole, but just that store in Rockefeller Center, that body shop. That's their goal. And, you know, I mean, like
They're
probably yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, but also just for y'all,
you're gonna be walking in this parade. I'm wondering, do you have AIDS?
No.
I'm just asking. I know you can participate and not actually have it, but I'm just saying.
I mean, you can definitely participate and not have it. I mean, you know, basically, it's like, you know, the Million Man March. You know, you have to take a stand for something. You know,
you'll fall for anything.
You really will. You really will.
That's good. Cause, I mean, I know you have a lot of partners and stuff.
I'm sorry. All his girlfriends. I'm confused. What? Yeah. so Karma. So, Karma, how do you feel about, you know, AIDS awareness and everything about that? How do you feel about it?
I think putting out the word, you know, that's a good thing, especially, you know, in a young generation. It's a lot of people that's having unprotected sex. And to get the word out more, you know, although they're going to do whatever they want to do, but just to get the word out, give them heads up on what's possible, you know, STDs out there. But AIDS, you know, that's serious. That's your life on the line. And just awareness of things, I think that's good.
Right. And, you know, let's just kind of talk about different topics about this. Like, for example, the usage of condoms, which is very important. But, you know, however, you know, but you always have those few or those many that always want to argue and say, well, they're not 100%, which is true. But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, I mean, at least that's somewhat of protection. I mean, what's the point of jumping out there with no lifeguard on? You know, so, you know,
Are there certain condoms that don't protect against HIV as good as other ones? Because, I mean, you know you got all kinds of different kinds. You got some that's as thick as a trash bag, and then some that's, as, you know, super thin. So is this super thin one going to do the same thing as this trash bag?
Well,
am I going to put this on and spend my money for nothing? to catch HIV or AIDS. That's
okay, so I'm confused. So you said spend your money for nothing. So what are you saying? So what are you saying? You would just go do something without protection, period?
No, but I'm saying, I mean, not me.
Well, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying.
And a lot of people are like embarrassed about condoms.
What I'm saying, I mean, why? See, okay, everybody who's listening, and you know what I'm saying, that could be you who's embarrassed about condoms.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Why are you embarrassed about saving your life?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to plenty of girls that say, I would never go in the store and buy a pack of condoms.
I also heard females say that too, though.
Yeah.
The embarrassment. I guess they expect for the man to provide them with it. But I don't know. I don't see nothing embarrassed about it, though.
Me either.
Exactly. I mean,
nine out of ten times, a guy gonna try you without it. Without it anyways. A lot of men would prefer to go up in you raw anyways, without, you know, using nothing. And
yeah,
you just gotta protect yourself. You gotta protect yourself.
It's gonna be raw.
What was that? What did you say? Okay.
I'll be crazy.
Yeah, you're right. But basically, I mean, what Ms. Karma just said, that's very important. I mean, everybody out there, you have to protect yourself. I mean, women, you know what I'm saying? Whenever it comes to sex, don't depend on your man to, you know, to supply the condoms or whatever. You know, I mean, just like men, you know, this ain't about AIDS, but, you know, like men don't expect the woman to supply the birth control pill, you know, because, hey, you might have a baby. Everybody needs,
make sure she take it.
Yeah, but that's a whole other story. That's about babies. But anyway, but we're going to stay on AIDS. But basically it's very important. I mean, condoms, no, they're not 100%, but however, you know, they're what? What
very
percent
helpful.
Are they anyway? They're what? Yeah, they're very helpful.
They don't have a percentage on them because, I mean, you can't put a percentage on a condom. It could break or might have a little hole in it or, you know, it might just not work.
That's true.
They help out a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just try practicing abstinence. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of these young teenagers, they feel like they got to go with the crowd anyways and do what their friends doing or, you know, follow behind somebody and think that's just the way to go.
Yeah. Follow behind people. Getting crazy.
And then another thing, too, that I think, especially, like, for our young listeners, you know, HIV, you know, AIDS, it isn't like STD or you know, a particular STD that you can get rid of. This is like,
media,
you know, life.
Life.
It really is. So, I mean, and then the thing about it is you can make, you know, that one night, one day, whatever, you can make that wrong mistake and it could cost you the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's playing Russian roulette with your life.
That's how
you got to see it, too. You got to see it just like that.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we want to really encourage the usage of condoms. You know, don't be ashamed. You know, I guess it is, you know, one of you bomb, people look at you like, oh, I know he or she about to go do. But the point is, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, look.
Doing
you know it
safe.
Exactly. You know, whenever you pick it on condoms, you knowing, hey, I'm protecting myself, you know.
I know,
so
right.
Get what people think. You know,
go in there, buy your condoms and your KY, and go home and be safe.
Okay, all right.
We know the tools you use. You know, he put us all in his bedroom.
Did it? Wow. You don't want to stand there too long, though, with that hole in your breath. Okay, so let's go ahead to.
Oh, that's foul.
Let's talk about
it. No reason it's like that because your ex girlfriend in there.
Oh, that's how you're gonna do me, huh? That's how you're gonna do me online? Okay. So, How about sleeping with multiple partners?
I have a question before this stuff.
Yeah.
Was some of the schools giving sex education, and some of the schools, I know I heard a while ago that they were handing out condoms to their students and stuff like that.
Yeah. I heard that was going on too.
Yeah, they said it's promoting sex. But at the same time, you want people to wrap it up if they're going to have sex.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You're helping somebody and you're hurting somebody. You know what I'm saying? You want to help them, but by you helping them, the parents might think you're hurting them. Well, most kids know about sex before they hit high school. Most of them already had sex in middle school. There's even some cases where people have been caught in elementary school having sex. So it's not something that you can confine to one age group. And then when you go to the health department, they hand you a bag of condoms anyway.
Yeah, the best thing you should do is just talk to your kids, because I have a 11-year-old going to middle school, and some of the things he tells me, his friends talk about, when I think I'm teaching him something, he look at me like, okay, I already know about this. So you have to talk to your kids. You really, really have to talk to them, because if you're not talking to them, somebody else is going to talk to them and give them the wrong information. You got to tell them how it really is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's true. If you're out there listening and you like to call in and tell us and tell us your point of view, 646-200-3136, or maybe even if you know someone who is living with HIV or AIDS and you know how it's affecting them, or, you know, just call us in and give us that story. We'll be glad to hear it. Again, 646-200-3136. But, you know, I think, too, a lot of times people, sex is like still, it's still one of those subjects that people want to act oblivious to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like the thing about, you know, teachers passing condoms out, I mean, you know, parents, I mean, some parents will look at it like you said, they are promoting sex. But, I mean, why can't they?
You can look at it like right here. If your daughter got pregnant and they weren't doing that, and then they started, how would you feel about it then?
Yeah, that's true.
If they would have already done this could have been prevented.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are the parents that don't talk to their kids, are scared to even bring up the conversation to them, thinking that they don't know or just don't know how to come to them and mention it.
Yeah, you can't blame a teacher for, you know, handing out condoms to students. It's not like giving them to the particular students. Okay, yeah, I know you're one of those guys going to go out there and, you know, find some chick to have sex with or something like that. No, it's not like that. You're handing them out to all your students, and you're trying to help them out. The parents should be grateful in some cases, because all kids aren't just going to go out and have sex anyway.
Yep, they're going to show an experiment with somebody.
Exactly.
And then, you know, and then being a teenager child, even an adult, whenever you're out there also sleeping with multiple people, you know, you really got to protect yourself, because, I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of people who are just sexaholics. They can't help them. I actually know some, actually. Tommy, but you know what I'm saying is, you know, that they really have to help. Excuse me?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Tommy,
you talking
to me? Like that?
What are you talking about? I don't get it. What are you talking about?
Tommy in there.
Tommy, speaking up. Tommy, what's wrong?
Okay.
I'm a sexaholic.
But seriously, though, how will you be quiet? Now, what I'm going to say is, you know what I'm saying, you got people that's like sleeping with everybody. I mean, they sleep with you, they sleep with her, whoever. And, you know, and then, like, that's really how you start spreading stuff. And then, especially them married people that sleep with everybody.
Exactly. And bring it back, bring whatever and everything else back to home. That is something.
Mm-hmm.
That is something. It's like it's self-pleasure. Everybody just have to be satisfied, and, oh, I don't understand it.
Exactly.
Everybody feel like they have to, people just feel like they have to have more than one partner.
Yeah.
Because
if
you have sex with Zach, you'll have sex with anybody.
What you said? That's like doing everybody. Was that? You might as well. You done did everybody.
Oh really? Okay.
So Tommy is trying to put you out, right?
Well, yeah, he might have put me out there, but he just got to be talking about his mama too. Well, don't even try.
Hey, she grown, they ain't got nothing to do with me.
You know what? Nope. I'm already going down that path. But, you know, but also now, for you people who are out there sleeping with everybody, and, you know, you got multiple partners or whatever. Now, one thing that I don't agree with is, you know what I'm saying, you have to sleep with people and you have AIDS and you are not letting none of your partners know. Now, what y'all, come on now. Now, I know y'all got something to say about that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I know of somebody that possibly have it. I'm not sure, you know, the word was out about them, but this person sleeps around, go out to the club and pick up men like it ain't nothing. You can tell it's something, you know.
Mm.
Like, I want to put somebody else's life at risk because somebody did it to me.
Right.
You know, that's how that person, that's how it seemed like she thinks. But that's a bad way of thinking. And it seems like a lot of people feel that way, too. They want to hurt somebody because somebody hurt them. But that's a sad way of thinking.
It is, and see, another thing too. I guess if like you would look at it from their point of view, you know, they know that, you know, they're living with that, you know, that disease or whatever, and then they feel like that, you know, nobody will want them, you know, they probably feel like telling somebody, you know, they will look down upon, they will be looked at differently. So what they do is, they just don't say anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but not saying that's right. But I'm just saying that's probably how some of their you know, train of thought is. You know,
yeah,
I have this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be with somebody too. But see, I have this, and I'm scared to tell this person because, you know, they might not like me no more. They might look at me differently. You know, and then really nobody wants to be looked at differently. So that's a mess.
Yeah, you just come out. I think it'd be best for a person to come out and tell the person, the individual. You know. So they can protect themselves, and whoever else they sleeping with can protect themselves.
Exactly.
You never know. They might want to be with you anyway.
I know, right?
Some people out here, I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
Okay. What, Tommy?
Because people out here crazy enough to do it.
Shall we?
They wouldn't.
Well, yeah, no, he's right, though. I mean, he's right. There are some people who out here who will risk it. You know, I mean, I don't know. But however, if you do want to call in, please call in. Let us know how do you feel about AIDS awareness and about everything that we're talking about. 646-200-3136. And actually tonight, we actually have a special guest for you. She actually found out one of her family members has been diagnosed with AIDS, and she kind of took it kind of hard. So now she just want to come on the show tonight and kind of, you know, tell us her story, you know, how she feels about it and everything. And it actually was a caller from our last week's show, Shawana. Welcome to the show, Shawana.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing? So, Shawana.
I said I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's great. I'm sorry. Kind of like I'm there. Anyway. So anyway, so Shawana, we are very glad to have you on the show. Of course, with, you know, with Tommy, me, and then we have our host for the night, special host Miss Karma. She's on the show as well. So basically, we're talking about AIDS awareness, and you know, I know that you just found out that one of your family members has AIDS. So how do you take it, or how did you take it whenever, you know, he told you?
Well, I mean, it was kind of a shock because I haven't seen my the cousin, I haven't seen my cousin in years. The last time I seen him, I was like 12. So, you know, we was just basically talking about, you know, he is a, you know, homosexual male. And, you know, he was basically asking me how did I know that he was, you know, a gay male. And I was basically like, I always knew. So anyway, we started talking and I was just telling him, you know, I don't care what you are, just be safe. And, you know, just make sure you protect yourself. And he was like, you know, I've been HIV positive for X amount of years. And I was like, you know, I couldn't really say anything. So he was like, oh, you didn't know? And I was like, no, you know, nobody said anything to me about it. So he was like, oh, yeah, both of my parents died of HIV, and, you know, now I have it. He was like, but, you know, I just don't let the disease get me down. You know, I take my medication, I still have sex. He's like, I basically have a normal life. And I was like, okay, well, what do you do when, you know, you tell, you know, people that you're trying to meet that you are HIV positive? And he was like, for the most part, you know, they want me even more because it's the fact that I have this disease. He was like, you know, I just basically, you know, tell them and you know, we use protection. So that kind of bothered me because I was not expecting that, especially when you haven't seen somebody in years and then they come at you and tell you something like that. It's like basically somebody just, you know, dropped a bomb on your heart. So it was a shocker, but, I mean, he basically says he lives his life, you know, normal, and, you know, he does everything he did before. He was like, he's not going to let the disease get him down.
Now, how did he get the disease?
He got the disease from a what he calls rebound sex. He hooked up with – he had a bad breakup with a boyfriend, and he had hooked up with this guy on a rebound. And he said the guy, you know, they didn't use protection, and the guy kept saying he apologized. And he was like, okay, why do you keep telling me you apologize? And he was like, you know, let me go get tested. So he was like, when he got tested, that's when he found out that the guy had HIV. I said, well, what did you do? Because I know if that happened to me, I would want to just automatically kill the person. Yeah, he was like, no, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, I'm just like, you know, whatever. I was angry, but he was like, I got over it. I didn't do anything to him. But he was like, now when I think back in time, that's why he kept saying I'm sorry, because he knew he had the disease and he didn't tell him. So I was like, okay, why he didn't tell you before y'all had sex? And he was like, I don't know. You know, he was like, maybe he was scared. Maybe he didn't think, you know, I wanted him. I said, well, basically, he didn't even give you the chance to make the choice. He basically made the choice for you. And I said, you know, I thought that was wrong. But, you know, he doesn't hold any animosity toward the person that gave it to him, which I think is, like, really big on his part. But, you know, if it was anybody else, I mean, they would probably try to kill that person that gave it to them and knew that they was affected by HIV and, you know, just was like basically didn't say anything.
Yeah. Like you said, it made the decision for them.
Right. And see, a lot of times, a lot of people you find out that get affected by this virus, like, they don't even have the choice. Like, you know, it could be their husbands or their lovers or boyfriends or girlfriends that know they have the disease and won't say anything. I mean, my thing is this. If you have HIV, AIDS, any type of STD, you need to speak to your partner and let them know, this is what I have. Now, if that person chooses to have sex with you, then that's on them. But for you to just selfishly just affect somebody and change their life forever like that, I just feel like that's, like, so wrong. And that's the main reason why you have a lot of people that don't trust people, you know, nowadays, is because you have so many people, you know, deceiving people with the HIV and the STDs, and it's like they know they have it, but they won't say anything. You know, or they'll feel like, okay, well, I got it. I'm going to, you know, have sex with this X amount of people so I can, you know, give it to all these people, and I don't care, you know, because I'm about to die from it anyway. I mean, that's so wrong.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually what we were just discussing about, you know, people who are having sex with people and they're not letting them know, you know, because they're scared of the, you know, the reaction or on the you know, the fallout or whatever would happen if they did tell them. But still, see, whenever you don't tell them, it's like you're making up that person's mind for them. You're not giving them a choice, and that's just awful, in my
book. Exactly.
It is.
Yeah, that's sad.
But, you know,
the world that think like that anyways.
Yeah, and also, I mean, like, I don't know if y'all mentioned this or whatever, but, like, I hear all the time about, you know, these down low brothers that, you know, and me and my, you know, gay cousin, we talked about this, and I was like, you know, how is it that they don't feel like they're gay and they're sleeping with men? And he was like, well, basically, you know, he'd be surprised. He said, you'd be surprised. He said, it's so many people right there in the entertainment industry, and he was saying that, you know, a lot of those rappers that come off hard, he was like, a lot of them done had sex with men, and because, you know, they have a certain stereo or, you know, certain perceive of themselves, like in the public, you know, behind closed doors, it's a whole other world. And, you know, because I was saying, like, I don't understand how they, download brothers, don't feel like they're gay. Like, if to me, if you sleep with a man, if my man was to come to me right now and say, well, I don't have one, but if he was to come to me right now and say, I'm gay, you know, I slept with a man and I'm not gay, I would immediately go and get tested, even though how scared I was, because I would, you know, be like, okay, you know, who's to say you didn't have protected sex with this person? You know, you could be passing, you know, things to, in both directions, but I would immediately leave that relationship. And, you know, I was like, I don't understand how, like, you know, if women are choosing to be in a relationship like that, how can they? Because to me, if your man is straight and he's claiming he's straight and he goes off and he sleeps with another man, he is gay or he is bisexual. He's not gay. You know, he's not straight. So, I mean, if you don't understand that, then, you know, you're putting yourself at risk. And, you know, that's what's going on now. You have a lot of these black women, we trust our man when we, you know, we have unprotected sex, hoping and praying that they're not going out there having sex with other people. And, you know, we put ourselves at risk because we're being honest enough to be sleeping with only them, but they're not being honest enough to just stay with us. And what happens is they go around, they sleep with men and women, and then they come back to us, and then they don't tell us anything. And then that, you know, a couple months later or a couple years later or whatever, you know, we pop out with HIV and we're like, what's going on? You know, I've been with this man. This is the only person I've been with. You know, so people have really got to start being more honest about themselves. You know, if you're going to go and sleep around, whether you're straight, gay, you know, heterosexual, whatever, protect yourself. If you're having multi partners, you know, use a condom. A condom does not cost that much to buy a pack of condoms. Men can, you know, choose not to spread stuff, and so can women. But it's like the men nowadays are not being honest. They're going around sleeping with both sides of the fence, and they're not telling their partners. And that's not fair, because not only are they affecting their partner's lives, but you have children that, you know, also might be born with HIV. You know, either they might have HIV or they might have, you know, HIV parents, or, you know, you might be spreading stuff to your family. So, you know, you need to think about yourself before you're selfish, you know, and you're just going out there doing whatever you want to do, thinking it's not going to affect nobody else but you. You know, because that's not true. It does affect, it affects your whole family. It affects everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sure do. Yeah, that's serious.
If you'd like to call in and leave your comment, 646-200-3136. Also, too, just to let people know who may have friends or family or whoever that that you may know have the disease, but, you know, maybe you're ignorant to it, you know, just to let you know, you can't get it from kissing, you know, you can't get it from touching, it's more fluid, you know, like, if they got a cut and, you know, your blood to touch their blood and stuff like that, but, you know, you can't get it from touching them, you know, because there are a lot of people out there who are ignorant, you know, they think, like, if you touch somebody who has AIDS or whatever, you know, you can get it, or if you kiss them, so, you know, so just to let y'all know that you really can't get it from touching and kissing. It's more fluid.
If you were to have a cut in your mouth, you could catch it, though.
Well, not sure.
Split lip, that type of thing, you know.
Well, see, the problem with a lot of people, and I had an aunt that had HIV, too, that died from it, you know, and we used to have, you know, we used to always have bleach. I mean, so, you know, we always was careful, but a lot of people have HIV, you know, phobia, where, like Zach just said, like, they feel like, okay, they can catch it so easy or shake a person's hand. Like, that's why people need to do research and find out how can you get it. You know, you can't get it, like, easy, like, just by shaking somebody's hand or hugging somebody or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People need to educate themselves, you know, on HIV awareness and how the disease is spread. You know, and this way, you know, we'll, you know, eliminate the ignorance of, you know, people feeling like, oh, well, if I shake this person's hand or if I hug this person, oh, well, if, you know, if I accidentally, you know, come across this person's clothes and it's in my hand, I can get it that way. It's, you know, it's, I mean, the disease, the virus itself, you know, once it hits the air, it can't, it doesn't, like, spread that way. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people need to get, you know, informed on how the virus is spread, because, you know, the common causes we all know is through sex and through drugs, you know, needles, you know, and every once in a while you'll hear cases where it, you know, it's spread through blood transfusions. But nowadays, you know, they're even eliminating that. So that's like, you know, one in a million cases where you can even, you know, you can get contaminated blood, because they have pretty much, you know, put the ban on that. So people just need to educate them, get the, you know, themselves educated properly, because a lot of people, you know, feel like, okay, I can get AIDS this way, I can get HIV that way. But, you know, and it makes that person already feel bad enough that they are living with that virus. So, you know, don't do that to a person. You know, if anybody's listening out there, you know, get information on how the virus is spread. You know, you can't get it from, you know, just little simple handshakes or, you know, I mean, people just need to get educated, and, you know, then they could figure out, then they'll, I think they'll be more informed.
Yeah, right, and doing,
Go ahead.
I was about to say, if, you know, if anybody out there, they feel like they put their life at risk or somebody put their life at risk, they, the best thing for them to do is to get tested, you know.
And that's
you
true.
You call into the show and tell us your story.
That's right.
Get tested.
But that's definitely true. And also, people, you know, like I said, if you do have MySpace, please go to me and Tommy's MySpace page, because in our blog, if you sign up, you know, to our blog, we have the, you know, the course to stop the epidemic. We have, you know, the steps to take to go online to make a donation. I mean, because every dollar counts. I mean, you know, I've noticed by doing this fundraiser, you know, you get a lot of people, you know, that, you know, they just kind of shove it off. You know, they just think you're just doing something. You know, some people, they think, oh, yeah, give a dollar. But what is it going to, you know? I mean, you know, I guess giving a dollar, it does seem little. But if you get enough people, you know, it'll make a lot, you know. I mean, yes, this has been going on for years to try to find a cure, but you can't give up. I mean, you can't give up. You know, also, we need to be realistic about things. Like, for example, you know, I was trying to raise money, and then one girl came up to me, and she said, well, I'm not going to support you. And I was like, well, why not? She said, because, you know, I don't agree with yes, yes, yes to safe sex. She said, when are y'all going to do no, no, no to no sex? She's like, well, you know, I feel like if a person has AIDS or whatever, they shouldn't be having sex. Okay, that might be true, but then you got to think realistically. You can't stop a person from having sex. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're still,
right.
You know what I'm saying? They're still going to get horny. They're still going to, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
They
can't
still have,
stop a person.
Right. They still have, like, the qualities of somebody that didn't have the virus. So,
exactly.
You know.
They still have that sexual desire.
I mean, that's like teenagers. We can sit up here and tell all these teenagers that's popping up pregnant and having babies and getting STDs don't have sex. I mean, I'm a living witness. My mom told me, you know, have sex when you marry. You know, get married first, then let your husband be your first. But, you know, as a young girl, I met somebody that I was in love with, and, you know, I had, you know, sex with him, which was protected. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, you cannot tell somebody, make somebody do something. The person has the virus that causes AIDS, and you go out there and you say, okay, I feel like you shouldn't have sex. Well, then you have people in, you know, other countries like Africa where they feel like in America, you know, we're not being taught abstinence. And, you know, I've spoken out plenty of times about that, which I've been said that's not true. You know, but here's the thing. You cannot make a person do anything. We cannot make our children not have sex. We can't be with our children 24/7. The key is to say, okay, if you are having sex, if you're out here, if you're HIV infected and you do have the virus and you know you have the virus, please use a condom with your partner. That's all we can say. We cannot make a person. We can't bust in the room and say, here, put on this. You can't do that.
Well,
and the person is still human. So they don't understand, like Zach said, they have wants and needs just like before they have the virus. You know what I'm saying? I was watching a movie called, it's a movie with Queen Latifah on HBO series called Life Post. I think that was the name of it. And, you know, the women were, like, talking, and they were all HIV infected. And this woman was making a joke, and she said what a man said. You know, well, she told a man she was HIV infected. And the man said, well, you know, I can't have sex with you, but we could do other things. And she, you know, thought that was funny. I mean, you know, she was like, you know, as long as you grab, you know, the whatever they use or whatever, she was like, you know, as long as you have protection, we're fine. But, you know, I just think it's mean that people say, okay, well, what? Hello?
Yeah.
People with HIV, you know, shouldn't have AIDS because, I mean, they're human and they have wants and needs. So, you know, the only thing you can do is just encourage them to just have safe sex so they don't spread it to anybody else.
Yes, stay safe, everybody. Please get tested, you know, go to, you know, find your nearest clinic, go get tested. I mean, you know, I'm pretty, you know, some people, they're scared of the results, especially if you are kind of promiscuous, you have different partners, you're scared of the results. But it's best to know than not to, it's best to know than to not know at all. So we are 9 minutes down to the show. We want to thank our very special guest, Shawana. Thank you so much for, you know, sharing your story with us about your family member.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for that. Just stay on the line for a minute. And also we want to thank our very special host for tonight, Ain't That Right, Tommy. We want to thank her, Miss Karma.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up for Miss Karma. Well, okay, now Miss Karma, now what we need to know is everybody's listening and everybody's voting, but see, everybody needs to know why should you be the next real hot and fresh host. So for a little brief, you know what I'm saying, give us a little brief of why Miss Karma should be the next real hot and fresh host. Go ahead.
Because Miss Karma is hot and fresh like Tommy and Zach. And I'm going to keep it real like them. That's why.
All right, so, well, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all heard it right there. I mean, hey, she's keeping it real like us, so you can't get no better than that. But we want to thank all of our listeners, you know what I'm saying, another Monday night. I mean, really, hopefully this wasn't just a show to listen to on a Monday night. Really, I mean, really go to www.aidswalk.net. You know, figure out how you can volunteer. Figure out how you can donate. I mean, really, making a difference counts. You know, me speaking personally from my experience, you know, I'm kind of surprised that, I mean, you know, to be honest with you, you know, I'm surprised that I'm actually putting so much effort into it. But, you know, but the more I do it, it makes me feel good that, you know, that I'm trying to make a difference. You know, I mean, every little bit counts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get out there, you donate, you fundraise or whatever, every little bit counts. So figure out how you can get into, you know, helping, you know, again, like I said, all those four cities that are having the AIDS walk, you know, go on the website. You know, if you can attend, why not go? You know, you're welcome to make a difference. All right. But again, we want to thank everybody that was on the show. And did y'all know, before we go, we got to do 10 ways you know you ghetto. So if you've been hanging on, you know what I'm saying? If you've been hanging on for that, here we go. So 10 ways you know you ghetto. All right. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you can outrun a police dog. You need to stop that. Now, why is there a crackhead for? Huh? I said, why is there a crackhead for?
Who made that up, Tommy?
Probably. Number 9. You know you ghetto if you only went to church on Easter Sunday because there was food after the service.
Yeah, that's ghetto.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
See, that's really wrong. But you know what? But that chicken was good, though. I ain't gonna lie. There was food after the service. No, but no, but don't even try. I go to church more than Easter Sunday. Don't even try.
Uh-huh.
Now, you on the other hand, what else have you been to church? Okay, we ain't gonna go there. Who put your number 8?
Number 8.
You got to, well, what's number 8?
You know you ghetto when you have 10 different colors of hair and you look like Rainbow Bright. You're talking about, girl, this is cute. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm bringing Rainbow Bright black.
Okay. Looking like a peacock. Okay, I got you. Crazy. All right, but the real number 8 is you know you ghetto if you take your kids to work with you and make them stay in the break room.
Oh, wow. You wrong for that. I have a babysitter. You wrong. Okay, since you want to go there, you know you get her when you get so drunk that you got to pee outside the bar and you don't even remember what you did the night before.
That's not nice. Who would do something like that? Nice.
You.
That was seven.
I was about to say, that sounds like a true story.
Number seven. If you base the time you wake up in the morning off of police sirens instead of alarm clock, use in the ghetto.
Yeah, all the way hood.
Okay, hold on. Wait, that's one siren. Okay, it's about 5:45. Hold up, there's another siren. All right, it's 6:30. That's so sad. You just get out the hood. You need about an alarm clock. That's pathetic. Number six, you know your church is ghetto if the announcements are longer than the service. Okay, y'all ain't get that one. Okay, number five. your family might be in the ghetto. Oh, my bad. Number five, your family might be in a ghetto situation if your grandma is 35.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number four. You know it's a ghetto job if you catch your boss and the other supervisors in the office playing dominoes.
Mm. With a blood in his mouth.
Right,
that's
a little blood. A little smoke. Number three, you know you ghetto if you only went to church yesterday so you can outdress the preacher's wife. That's so silly. Number two, you know you ghetto if you have to watch TV through your neighbor's window.
That's bad.
I mean, y'all can get TVs on a deal now. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
That'd be American.
You're trying to save some money.
Got it right. And number one, you know you ghetto if you at church sitting in the back pew trying to get a game of Tunk going. But anyway, thank y'all for joining us tonight again. So, any final thoughts, everybody?
Uh-huh.
What?
Wrap it up.
That's right. Wrap it up.
Yep, that's it. Wrap it up.
Get
Pride
tested.
Yourself.
Stay sick. Practice
Be
it
safe.
All the time.
Stop being so promiscuous.
Don't be scared to buy condoms.
That's right. You know,
go to the clinic and get them if you can't afford them.
No, I know.
You
get a whole bag.
Go to the club and get them too.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they got some vending machines out there somewhere.
Right. In that case,
in the men's room in the gas station.
Got it right. Hey, 50 cents? What? No, 75. I bet you know. But, 75
cents to get you a condom. 75 cents, you can get some massage oil.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? They even got the condom light up and got the condom to smell, you know, make it interesting. Come on now.
Exactly.
Kind of light up. I haven't seen that one yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. They got glow in the darks and all that stuff.
No,
wow.
You can go online. It's a condom website. I forgot what it was, though. But they got all kinds of condoms.
Mm. Got it right. Sure can. But anyway. All right, everybody. Thank you again. Keep it real hot and fresh next Monday with a hot new topic and another trial host. So join us next week. This has been Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, XXBN. Keep it safe. Wrap it up. Until next time. Peace.